Okay, so as long as we have the recording here, and then we're going to, let's take a look at what's the name. Okay, so we started the, it's up?
Yeah, it's on, it's good.
Okay, so we started the sugya of Shoyal this week. So, obviously the Iker stress of the Chabura I want to spend on the Hagdara of Mesimach Malacha, which for Shnetzach is the most, when we say Shail is when it comes to Shail, but let's just go through again. The Baruch Hashem is now I'm trying to do Aser Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to use obviously the Shulchan Aruch as a base to try to see exactly what the issues over here and what the Shail is over here when it comes to the halachas that are brought down. Al Kupanim, the Mishnah in Bar Mitzia tells us that a Shail is Mishal in Asakel. A shoyel, handling the chivu of a shoyel. Shoyel is someone that borrows something. How to the exact definition of a shoyel, we still have to learn. We didn't really cover exactly how to define a shoyel. The Gemara tells us that the definition of shoyel is kol anos shalai. That the reason why a person becomes a shoyel is because he lacks nothing klape the schus hashtamshus in the chevetz, and the bailim, the mashal, leaves nothing to himself. So as we're going to move through the sugya, I don't know if some of you maybe have seen the Machne Ephraim that one with the last Mar Malkim, but you'll see there already that the Yisoid of Kol Anos Shaloi, a lot of the Paiskim take very seriously, which means that if the Bailin, the Mashal, gets any amount of Hana because of the She'ela, so there's no longer a Shayel, but rather becomes a Shem herself. That's what I call Kol Anos Shaloi. Kol Anos Shaloi means that the Hana klapi the chayfetz is exclusively the shayel. So that's the definition of a shayel. And like I said, we're going to see the sugi of Kol Anos Shaloi as we move through the halachas of shayel. L'maisa, the first halacha in shayel talks about the chivum of shayel. What are the chivum of shayel? So the chivum of shayel, as the Mishnah says, is Meshalim Mesakol. It's chayfer gneva va'aveda. Not only is he chayfer gneva va'aveda, he's also chayfer aynes. So the shaila is, even the chalatar kula, we say, minus rachmana patre. Why in the world is it shaykh to say, why is it the shaila an exception to the klal? That we say that even though normally we say that if an aynas happens, a person can't be held responsible, and suddenly by shaila, we come to the sugi of shaila, and we see not like that. That by shaila, the halacha is that even though an aynas happens, still he's chayef. It's mufurisha pasuk, yinishbar. That it says that if the if anything happens that was an einus listen zion or die, you're going to be chayef. Claire, how does that work out? So we saw Rabbi Chanan a couple months ago. Rabbi Chanan explains that the pshat is the shoyel, the second he borrows the chayfetz, it's kiel, he owns the chayfetz. Klape him, he owns the chayfetz. And now he has a chiv asham. If he cannot return the chayfetz, he doesn't return the chayfetz, so he's mechuyev to pay for the chayfetz. Not because, it's not pshat, that the mechayev is the einus. The only time we say einus rachmana patre is only when klape saying that the einus is the thing that's being mechayev you. The einus is the thing that's being mechayev you, so it's not, so say chazal, einus rachmana patre. Einus never has the kayach to be mechayev you for something that happens machmas the einus. Over here says Rabbi Chanan, the mechayiv is not the einus. The thing that's mechayiv is not the einus. The thing that's mechayiv you is the etzem sheila. I took a sheila. I have a sheila. When I have a sheila, I have to make sure to return the chayfetz. The etzem chiyav hashov is the thing that's mechayiv you, not the einus. The einus is just a chetimsa that you can't be meishav the chayfetz. Now you can't be meishav the chayfetz, so you gotta pay. So Memela says, Rebbe Chanan, that's the reason why it's shaykh to say that a einus is going to be chayiv by a shayel. That's the bir hadvar when it comes to
that. Like a gun, he has to give it back. The gneva is chayiv you.
Right. The gneva is chayiv you. So if an einus happens, I'll derech say. Exactly. Who cares if an einus happens in between? Einus is one of patrus. I can't do hashav. So if that patrus be from hishus hazel shavu, I'll no. Pshat is that there was a different chayiv. The chayiv is the sheila alein. Mechayiv is a sheila alein. It's just like a patter up the chiv sheila by returning the chayfetz. I don't have the chayfetz to return. I can just patter up the chiv. That's the pshat. That's how Rambam learns. That was gevaldik. That's the reason why an oinus is a mechayiv. Like the way we were trying to say now, the pshat is the oinus. The pshat every oinus. The pshat every rachmanis patre is the oinus can't be mechayiv. So here too, the oinus is not being mechayiv. Okay. The so the So the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din, and he says that you're chayv for oynes, and he patches on mitzvah malacha. We'll get back to mitzvah malacha soon, because ikar sif of mitzvah malacha is sif gimel, not sif aleph. Sif aleph just mentions that karada you're patur mitzvah malacha, and says the. Says the mechaber vushli yeshana lasis po davar acher chutz mi amlocha sheshol lebishvila. Shoshina ba'asav amlocha acher chutz mi amlocha sheshol lebishvila. Afili kala mimena, even if it's a shva, if it's easier amlocha talim the machmas oisis amlocha sheshina mesa. So he says that you have to be very careful by sheila. By sheila, you have to make sure that the only thing that you use it for is the thing that it was borrowed for, and the thing that was stated to be borrowed for. But if you go ahead and you switch it, even though the thing maybe even it says the Shulchan Aruch, maybe a Mlacha Kala, it's from the Magid Mishnah, that Bzmadayik from the Gemara, that in the story of the Davla and the story of the Nagra, that he said, bring a Raisha Lishamisa, it's Mashma, any Shinri Ba'ilam, still you're going to be Mukhliyev if you're going to be made any Shinri. So even the thing was Mesimach Malacha, since there's a Shinri, so really you're able to go ahead and be Mechayiv the Shayim. Okay, so the kitzer, you're chayiv, anything einus and down, you're chayiv. Beis machsocha, you're potter. Except if you're, what's an exception to where beis machsocha is potter? The exception from beis machsocha is potter is in a case where you're mishana, even to melacha kala. Okay, before we get to the Ramah, which is a whole, and even in itself, there's a big machlekes over here, exactly where you're allowed to be mishana. Because the sma over here brings down the nesimah shen ches. It seems to say by Hilkin Hilchos Seicher, if you're able to, when you rent an animal and you go ahead and you use it, the malacha, kala, it's pesed. You're able to go ahead and by schiros, you're able to go ahead and use the thing for a malacha kala. You said, I'm going on a trip with the car and I'm going to take it off wheel, off road driving, right? I'm going to take it off the road. So the guy says, Peseder, it's a four-wheel drive, it's a Jeep, it's going to be Peseder, everything will be good. Instead, you took it highway driving. Shulchan Aruch, it's a Peseder. Why is Peseder? Because Yish B'chal Masayim on it. What's the issue? I said that I was going to take it in the mud and dirt paths and through the water, and now I took it on the highway. Avad, it's going to be, it's Mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. In fact, it's not, why is Sheila different? So he's Matziah, maybe because my Sheila is called Anoshah. Well, he says, not Mastavar, well, I say, Yishpachal Masayim Mana, who cares? So the Sma himself says that if you change to a Malacha Kala, you're going to be Potter. What does the Magid Mishnah mean when he says that you switched it, you're going to be Chayiv, even from Malacha Kala? It means even though it's a small change, something that would otherwise be deemed insignificant, then you're going to be Chayiv. But if it's something that's not that is totally kalam, it's an easier thing, and there's no where and no reason why to be tight lezayin. That maybe that's why the thing conked out. So then you're going to be potter. That's what the sma says. So it's the chiddush of the sma. So the huge chiddush of the sma. What?
But the car could be. There would be one difference. Is this when you go on these racks?
Yeah.
You can't travel 80 miles an hour.
Oh, so you want to say
you're only traveling 35 miles.
You can't travel
80 miles.
Very good. So this is something that will have to be worked out. So in other words, that's something that most people say, oh, that's an issue. Listen, the car is made to go 80 miles, it's made to go 75 miles, 80 miles an hour.
It's 150.
Yeah, but that's already, it could be if you put the speedometer up to the, you know, floor at the, what do they call, bury the speedometer? I think maybe that would be called a shinui. I think
but if the speed limit of 65 is that because they don't want comparison, not because there's something wrong with 65 over 80. That's because it's still 80, still normal.
Right. That's a good shiloh. When if someone drives above the speed limit, okay, we'll talk about the accident shilohs with Nisim Achsulach, and we'll get to it. We'll speak about all the different nekudas that may come up. Aber lemaisa, when it comes down to what to this issue. The small words of insignificant difference between the way I was mishtamish with it and the way I was supposed to be mishtamish with it. The small words up that you're going to be chayim, because it could be because of this small insignificant thing. That's the reason why the car conked out. Like you said, it could be that would be a good sibah. The fact that I thought you're going off road. off-road, you can only drive 35, 40, 45 miles an hour. You went 80 miles an hour. Maybe that's the reason why the car went out. Even though that's only a small issue. But Lamaisa, it changed. It could be Toilazine. That the title design, that's the reason why it was
made.
It was made. Yeah. Now the Taz argues. The Taz says that no. The Taz says that the pshat is that whenever you change, it doesn't make a difference if it's kala or it's not kala. If it's a small, even as long as you change from the tunoya sheila, you're going to be chayv. Why does the Taz say that? The Taz says that because he says that once you change, so it's kilum. Then becomes maslach gara. You do something different, and it's mukum. It's like lashon. The Rishon uses lashon in other places. He brings down mukum inichul luchal lekpeda lochubai. You left a mukum. You left yourself open to the fact that it's possible that there will be kpeda over here.
So kpeda actually not much maslach. There's a Rashba, you know, brings down the Ramban. His lashon is kpeda.
Right, his lashon is kpeda, but here it's pshat kpeda. That just
you didn't do what the Baal Basra told you to do. That's because that's
I hear, but I didn't learn the Dalza. He when he still sued the case of Svina, and that's where the Hashem used this lashon. There it's not talking about Shaila Bachal. It's done when you rent. It's still the lashon of the Hashem is Kpeda. Their Kpeda is, you know, the etzem fact that something bad happened. That you deserve to be punished, like that type of thing, like a mazal type of stuff. Okay, that's a machlekes of the Taz. Kitzur, what we have over here, the machlokes Taz and Smali is when the Shulchan Aruch says machakala. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? The Smali means insignificant change, but if it's really easy, you're working your potter. The Taz learns any type of change, even if it's something that's easier, still you're going to be chayy because l'maisa it's a change you didn't do what the mashal told you to do. Okay, fine. That's that nukuda. Now what we have over here is in the Ksaf Yisrobach with the Mordechai. The Ramah brings down a Mordechai over here. What was the case in the Mordechai? The case in the Mordechai was with the Mashka. What happened? There was a guy. Let's call the guy Tam, right? If guy Tam, now Tam is lending money out to Yidden. So Reuven borrowed money from Tam, and Reuven gave Tam a Mashkin to hold on to as a security against the loan. Okay, it's coming towards the end of the loan, whatever it is. And not only that, but the Mashkin, the security, is worth more than the loan that was taken, and the Shimon comes to Reuven and says, do me a favor, I want to borrow money from Tam also. Now, I want to use your mashkin as security for myself. Now, since there's still mukum in the mashkin to use as security, so the Meva, I want to borrow a chilk of your mashkin to use as security. So the guy is maskim, Reuven was maskim, and he took a loan out. The meantime, the mashkin, the guy's house burnt down, and the mashkin was burnt. So the Mordechai discusses whether Shimon, as a person who borrowed a chilek in the mashkin, is mechuyev to pay or not. Why? Because achar this is an oynes. Since this is an oynes, so he should be mechuyev to pay for the chilek l'chol hapachas that he was borrowed, that he was shayel from Reuven connected the halva that he got from the guy. That's what the shayla of the Mordechai was. Says the Mordechai, no. He's potter, why? Says the Mordechai, v'lav hachi haya nisraf b'kayach ha-mashal. It would have gotten burnt anyways b'kayach ha-mashal. What does that mean, it would have gotten burnt anyways b'kayach ha-mashal? Mitzad Reuven, it was still by the guy. So since Mitzad Reuven's halva is still by the guy, even though Shimon borrowed l'fi chelkai some of the mashkin, still you're going to be potter.
If you say Mitzad mazal, maybe the guy has bad mazal, that's why it burnt out.
Who had bad mazal?
Second guy.
The second guy Ben Masel, but what's it? We'll talk about it. Ani Agiel as far as in a second. I will get to this far in a second. What we have over here is so the Sma brought down a Lavush. The Sma brings down a Lavush that says that the deal from the Mechaber is that if you borrow a house to use from a person and the house burns down, says them, the Lavush, Avam Ir Shloy Machmas Hashel, can Hashel Vais Vachavir Vinisak Ba'ainis, Eina Chayiv L'Shalmai. He says, you're not Chayiv to pay. That's what he says. Why? Because since the house, Be'etzim is Shaykh to the Mashal, so Mamela, it's what he means to say, that is that since Blavachi Hayin Nisraf, so the middle you're going to be potter. That's the Svar of Mordechai. Remember, what was the Svar of Mordechai? That this thing would have happened anyway, right? Until the Mashal. It was those still the Mashals, and it would have happened by the Mashals. The middle of Blavachi, that's what you're going to think. Blavachi Hayin Nisraf Mikayecha Mashal. Here too, the house would have been burnt anyway. There was a short, the house would have burnt down. Either Shoyal has, it looks like the difference. Blavachi Hayin Nisraf would have happened anyway. Right, that's the lashon of the levush. So the sma just ma'ir that luchayir pater anyway because since it's karga, so melavad it doesn't make a difference. You're going to be pater from shmir. That azishem sma that according to the wise levush have to think of fancy reason and bring the Mordechai as a raya to this yisai and say b'lavach yehi nisra. You're going to be pater mitzad the kinyan shavai. That's just a chsarim kinyan. So the shach is maskim that that's pasha that there's no kinyan, but there's the very sides to the zach over here. The shach over here says that the taina that the levush says is a faulty taina. What was the taina that he says? He said that the house would have shorted out anyway. The house would have burnt anyway. So the mashal can't be tavir from the shayl. Says the shach, he says not true. The einus mikayach hashoyo. Why? Kivam de brishusayu. Since it happened brishusay. Plus make the shach. What's the shach saying? This is something. This is al derech. What you were trying to say. Lemaisa, the Mordechai itself is a pella. So you know, the ilum saw the rishonim on. The Ra'ilu Sadr Rishayim on Mesamach Smolach. What's the Ramban's and the Rashba's Kasha? What's the Bam Kasha Mesamach Smolach? He says, the Kasha, the way the Rishayim ask the Kasha is, not Stam, why is Mesamach Smolach Pater? They don't ask it like that. It's a Gabayt Shaila. What was the Gabayt Shaila? Frek the Ramban, the way the Ramban asked it is, L'may still we know, Aynes is Chayev by Shoyel, Malachamoves Malachamali Haslam is Mefurish, that even though the animal would have died anyway, still you're Chayev. Because of Shoyal's Ivan Aynes. So now that the Shoyal killed it, Machmas the Malacha, it's Machmas Maisa. Maisa Gormulai, for sure you should be Chayiv. Madoch, where the Shoyal had nothing to do with it, he's Chayiv. Where the Shoyal had something was Yodai Bamah. He himself went ahead and he killed the animal, Machmas Malachtai, you should be Chayiv. That's the way the Ramban asked the Kasha. So Ramban and Rashi will go ahead and say their Terutza. But the Kipshut of the Mordechai is a Pelech. Why? Because what's that svar b'lav hachi hayin nisraf? He said, well, it would have burnt anyway. And nu, and what's every malach hamavis mali halcha mali hasam? It's b'lav hachi hayin meis. What's the pash of shad? What's b'lav hachi hayin nisraf? Good, we have a maskana to shverkai, because the maskana, you have the terrors of the rishayim, that whatever you want to say, the pshad is that pshias hamashal, and kpeitas hamashal, you know, pshias hamashal, kpeitas hamashal. But here, ustamanayis. The house got burnt down. So you mamash have malachah mos malachah maliyasim. Why over here is there a tzad to say what in the world is Mordechai saying? Blavach.
How do you explain the Rambam?
Which one?
Rambam argues with this Rashi. They're all asking the Rambam. The Rambam.
Pishat malachah.
Why?
So we'll see. We'll get to the Rambam.
That's the squeeze. It's like to a certain extent there is a custom.
No.
Pishat malachah.
There's no pasuk, but that's the problem. I didn't get to Mesach Lachu. There's no pasuk. What pasuk? Is a swara. The Gemara never brings the pasuk that does it for the Torah of Mitzvah Malacha. Ain't the right. So what's the answer?
So look at
the mobile. You
use the house. So
whatever
it is, so it's only used the house in a normal way.
Why? But that's a shaila.
That's what
you're chayv for einsim. That's a
pella.
It's not machis malachta. The fact the house burned down is machis malachta. Stam and I in the spalma.
You use the refrigerator and.
Seder, was hat das getan mit Lachtoi? Was macht das Woche? Was short in the house is Mashiach?
Shabbat Malacha.
B'shas Malacha. And the Rambam is Mabseder. The Rambam is Machmer. It says you need B'shas Malacha and Machs Malacha. The Rambam is not saying that you only need B'shas Malacha.
It could be also Hetzer.
No.
There is a
Tzatzis more makeup, but not when it's a Chlor Oynes. The Rambam's masking to Malach Hamavus Malach Hamavus Malach Hamavus Malach
Hamavus. What is Pshas Malach?
You're going to tell me, you want to say that Pshas Malach, the Rambam holds Malach Hamavus Malach Hamavus Malach Hamavus Malach doesn't apply? It's about enough. If you know that the animal had a heart attack, Pshas Malach, about your chai, it's a posh. There's no one argues on that. Especially the way the Kohen listen. We'll get to the Rambam. There's a Rivash. Rivash is Masr Shani. According to Rivash, it's Posh Nazir. It's Posh Nazir. What?
Rambam, that gives you Hatter.
No, no, the Rivash is not like that, right?
Why? Shas Macha.
It's not true. But the Rivash, okay, I have to jump ahead. The Rivash says, Chanda Rambam, is that the reason why you need Shas Macha is because you mechiach beyond any doubt that it was made some Machmas Macha. The Rambam doesn't argue because he's machmir, but there's no kula. If you know bevadai that it's an oynes, hotish ton of the malacha, the rivash more is that it's a pasha be'ir chayim.
Oh, basically, machmas malacha is a hetzer, correct?
Yeah, but it's not a svara. It's not
using that refrigerator, whatever you use in that house, it went for humidifier. It's machmas. That's the malacha.
That's not machmas malacha. We'll say, no, no, we're going to get into machmas malacha.
Why is an electric
computer? No,
if you buy an electric
computer, you don't have to pay.
Well, if you're in the middle of the day, you're going to go kaput. Is that machmas malacha?
That's vada machmas malacha. No, no, but I'm not talking about the chiluk. I'm not talking about a vada you have to pay for the fridge. That's posh. I'm talking about the fact that the house burned down.
It's
the law also that no,
it's connected to the fridge.
No, that's already a secondary. That's already a secondary thing. In the fridge itself, I'm out of your pocket because then it was made some machs malacha. But everything else is made some machs malacha. Everything else is mesa because the oynis happened to the fridge.
Made the fire, now.
But it's not made some machs.
It's groaning. It's groaning. It's groaning.
Can you walk higher than the machs
malacha? Different. That's the oynis because it makes it an oynis. Mesa machs malacha is a svara. Don't you understand? It's not a pasul. It's not exeris akasavir. That's the whole thing. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that if you make some machs malacha, you're lo katu b'Torah. It's a Gemara. There's not an Akadikas. There's not even a Mishnah about it. Do you know that?
What is
that?
There's no Mishnah. After the is over, the Rambam is Yechai. But why? That was a Chai. Rambam says, Shach Malach is Pater, right afterwards Yechai.
Chai, right. Right. So the Rivash says the Pshat is because you can't be Mechiach.
And if you can be Mechiach, bring a doctor, you see Mechiach that it was incorrect.
Maybe, yeah, according to Rivash, maybe.
Okay, but it doesn't say that in Rambam.
I know that. That's how the Rishon
is.
I'm talking about a Rishon
from the Rambam.
Listen, there's no good shot in the Rambam. The Rambam is, listen, the Ramban and Rashi frig up the Rambam, and Achnu lo mivinim etze. The Rivash comes along and at least gives us something to work with. We're talking about a Rishon that wins up Shah in the Rambam. So you left, I don't have a better Shah in the Rambam.
The Shah says Shah in the Rambam.
No, he doesn't.
Because the way he explains that the two Terutzim in the Gemara, one terrace could be the Rambam.
What?
One terrace was that the cats eat, that's one. That's being the Ramban.
Yeah.
I think the cat being beaten up means that it's a get of shiur because you gave him a cat, it should have done the work, it didn't do the work right.
What's it do with Shas Malacha and not Shas Malacha?
The
Shach
didn't
say a word about the Ramban. The Shach is Medabra al Machlekes to Ramah and the Rosh.
But from the Shas itself, I understood it fits very well with the Rambam, doesn't it? Because he says
the Rosh is nowhere.
It's in Shulba, but I couldn't find it.
It's not anywhere.
No,
the Shulti Burim brings it to the Tor. He says it's Medayik from the Lashon of the Tor that the Rosh is nowhere. He says Lo Matzanu BeRosh. He says Medayik in the Tor that he heard it in Shir.
No. Say that in the Shadas. One is because of the first case, and the second case was Mitzal Oynes. The second case was
Oynes, right?
And he said that those machlokes in that those
right. Things. Machlokes.
So the fees now, I want to say that was because of the Rambam. Rambam would be the gather if it's gather of Aynes, because he ate too much.
No.
That's an Aynes case.
So what's the Rambam?
Rambam would go with that case.
Then what?
So that's the pshat over here is Aynes. Aynes passes you. The pshat the job was that gave him the cat and he ate
Ramam
Ram
moment. Rambam doesn't say your potter and Eitz Shas Malach. The Rambam says your potter is Malach Machas Malach.
Right. All right,
I don't know. Shai, okay, lay them on the gibbuka. Alkapanim, back to the Mordechai. The Mordechai says over here. So the Mordechai was one that said Lavach Yehi in Israel. So the Shach asked that Lechayr over here. It's not, you can't say the star of Lavach Yehaya by the house, the case of the house that burned down. So Lavush wants a pater. Why? Because Lavach Yehaya Inesav, the short would have happened anyway. In fact, the Shah, Vayirish Hasel, the Shol Bayis Al Inesav Mikoyach HaShoyel, Kivin de Rishu Sayil. Aye, Lavach Yehaya Inesav. So the Teretz says, this is Dover Pashal, that you're Chai Varoinsen. Lo Mishaneh. Malach HaMos Mali Hacham Ali Hasim carries the day, you're going to be Mechuyiv to pay. So what's that? What in the world is that? Does it mean blav hachiyah in Israel? As I fact, they see this on the Mordechai himself. That what's going on over here? And the Sivas says avada deker tam of the Mordechai is nothing to do with blav hachiyah in Israel. Well, Iker Tam of the Mordechai is the fact that there was no kinyan on the mashkin, same chazarn as we had by the bias. The mashkin was by the goy, so the shayel Ruth Shimon, the shayel, never made a kinyan on the mashkin when he asked Ruven if he can be mishamish the mashkin connected the chayv he was going to borrow from the goy. So there was no kinyan. That's the Iker reason. I was actually Maram Rundberg says that is the first reason if you looked in the Mordechai inside. And only the second reason he says this is side. So the Nesiv says, God's the Mahalach. Why you need the second reason? So, but Avada says, that can't be the reason. What's the pshat? Pshat is when you borrow something, why you chayda malchum az mali hacham mali hasam? Because since you're the ones being mishnamash, you have kinyan yisheila in it, kinyan yisheila, whatever you want to say, or you have a right to be mishnamash with it. Lemaisa, it's masach garam if anything happens. That's pashat. Right? That it's your achrayis. It's at the end of the day, it's by you. It's your achrayis to make sure.
The anything happens.
That's
what you're chayv.
Yeah,
but I understand. Would have died by the
mashiach. So you're asking stamach hashes. That's why I mentioned at the beginning that's stamach yisayid and shayel. That's stamach yisayid and shayel. That's kolan ashalais is mechuyev anayis. But not stam kolan ashalais is mechuyev anayis. The pshat is that the whole kasha of alchem ozmal yachem ali hasan is anayis rachmon apatri. How can it be mechayev me on the anayis? It has nothing to do with me. So pshat is, once you do Maisa She'ela, so the Mela, the Maisa She'ela is the Mechayiv to get back to Chayfetz. You can't get back to Chayfetz, you're Mechayiv and Mela. So I'll just the Tan Be'etzem with the Maisa Enes that happened. Okay, anyway, that's a different rate. That's a Mechayiv's rate. So that's Tan, that's a Kholi sticker rate. Anyway, I'll go upon him. So the Shach Taka asked this Kasha. So Mela, what's the, you can hear Pshat, Pasha Pshat, in the Blach Hachayeh Nisar for the Mordechai. If the mashkin is still by the goy mitzad Ruven, mitzad the first year, the owner, the bala mashkin, so memela could be that's the reason why he's going to be potter. The shoyel Shimon is going to be potter on the mashkin. Why? Because lemaisa, since the bialus on the mashkin is geblibbed by Ruven still, so it's not Shimon's achrayis that anything happened to it. It's Ruven's achrayis too. Because Lamaisa, it's still by him, because he's still borrowing connected the chayv that he has. So Lamela, that's what he means. Maybe
it's just this. Half the chayv is the guy looks at it as being half the chayv is shy for the second half.
But that's the pshat. In other words, Enachanami. That's what Nesivus lines up. That if Lefi Cheshbon. In other words, if he just borrowed the right, but Lamaisa. There's no momentistic chiluk in the thing, you're going to be potter. And that's what the Mordechai means, Lafachay and Nisra. If the value of the mashma was less than Ruven's loan, then he has to pay Lefi Cheshbon. And if Ruven could have gotten the thing back, and it's only by the goy because Shimon took a loan out himself, then Shimon's chayv. That's how the Nesivus comes out. It all fits. The pshat is that you don't say Lafachay and Nisra. Lafachay and Nisra just makes it that it's still considered Shimon, it's considered Ruven's. Ruven's thing. Okay, fine. That's the raid with the Mordechai, and like I said, anyways, whenever a person buys a house, borrows a house, and the einus happens, so the halacha is going to be potter anyway because the shach and the smach both are masking that it's felt in the kinyani shele. Kinyani shele you don't have in a house, right? Because what do you mean kinyani shele you don't have? Because no din shemer mankaka, so din shemer mankaka going to be potter anyway. So It could be what the Levush meant was, this is something we clarified about when we spoke about Karka, is talking about the furniture. The structure itself of the house you can be potter on. What the Levush means, you have to come onto the Svar, Blav Achiyah Nisrach, when it comes to the furniture. On that, the Shach is being Masik on the furniture of Vada the Shayol side. Vada the Shayol side of the furniture. Something Einus happens, and the furniture, something happens, and the furniture gets burnt, the Shayol is going to be trying to pay for the furniture. That's true, Allah Lomais. Okay. Fine. Now, what's Siftei? Siftei is Nechash Abbasar Me'elav. This is straight from the Rosh. Nechash Abbasar Me'elav. The Rambam, yeah, the Rosh. So this is the way it says. Yeah. Nechash Abbasar Me'elav is Siftei Lachzer Potter. Alright, you bring the Shnamsh with the animal. And there's wear and tear in the animal. So it says the Rosh, from the Chachmei Tzrafas, your Potter. Avon Nechash Me'elav makes someone eventually dies in the wear and tear, you're going to be chayv. To pay. Why? Because Kiyushin and Ben Mishalak Moshe Vashashir. Now, what's it mean where? To have him be chayv? I have to be some Machs. So, why is he going to speak out? The next scale speak out. We're talking about the Einus over here. That was Nichash Ba'Einus. So, even though normally a Shel is chayv Ba'Einus, So if it dies, machmas is einus, you can be chayv to pay. Like we always say, karnet tur kriyer, right? You assume that the einus was mamshech out of sight when the animal died. Mashenkin, if it's seifei machzor, says the Shulchan Aruch, says a rosh, you're going to be potter. Lemaisa, it's not so potter. The Sma brings down, the Shach brings down that there's Rishayim to argue on this. But the Shach says it's really a sfeket dina. You saw the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, even though it's seifei machzor, but Lemaisa, this is something that other Rishayim would hold. It's considered nezek, and you'd be mechuyev to pay. It's a sfeket dina, so it depends on the mosek is planning this dina. Dichshar basim elav the seifei
machzor. Basically, time is money. It's going to be a stick for the next 5 years, and then it's
going to
get better. So 5 years, you have
right.
less.
So that's what
the Sma
says in
Shevet
Sulemeima. What's fair? What do you mean?
Why is
Rav Rashi
that the
Nezek
is nothing?
The Nezek is nothing. In Shevet Sulemeima means that the fact that it can't work is only a groma. Well, the Nezek is the fact that it went down. So the Sefer Sulemeima asks that L'chayra the moment it goes down also. You can sell for less now that it can't work for 5 years.
Five years, yeah, for a week and hours.
Right, but this is a shayla. The higher 5 years, you'd be potter.
No,
also.
You sell in 5 years, not today.
That's
fine.
What
it says.
That's what it says. That's the next week.
Right now,
I'm going to
tell today.
Not
2 weeks. 2 years.
Yeah,
2 years,
right.
But 2 weeks,
the
car will
make
the car.
That's not 2 weeks. 2 weeks is not the problem. Okay. 5 years, that type of thing is the Shluchar should be problematic. Well, my sister, there's a long Nesivus here. I didn't want to be Matriach, the island to go through the whole thing. It's a lot of Chedushim, something that we've spoken about in the past about Ripoy. This is a Chedushim Ripoy over here. That certain things you archa, certain types of ripoy, if the damage is going to be permanent, you archa have to pay for ripoy, even by a behema. And also, it says over here, when the sefer brings down, that it could be you'd be mechuyev to pay for what it's mizalzel klape mechira takif. In other words, if you would have to sell for less right now, that would be nichlal nezek, and you would have to pay. That's what the chedushim nesiva says. That everyone agrees with that is the shayla, but lamaisa, that's what comes out.
Russia before is not like that. As he said, the reasons of those cheats is because you wanted to even sell it right away. Obviously, right. He's saying that's not like
it. Yeah. Anyway, so it's an issue. The shayla at the end of the day is what's nichlal and nezek? Because nezek, you're chud mechuyev when it's adam da'azek behem yirchayva nezek. The shayla says nezek. What's sheves? What's ripoy? Those are things that have to be worked out. Okay. That's not so much our nekuda. What I wanted to really spell on over here is the big rave of Rosh Mesa Matzim Lacha, which is one of the main halachas that we're going to go through when we learn Shail, is how to define the din of Mesa Matzim Lacha. What's he said of Mesa Matzim Lacha? Umar asks the Shail of Nicha Shabosar, Matzim Lacha, are you chayv or you potter? So the Amir asked back to him, what are you talking about? It's mashma that if it's mismach smacha you're chayiv, how can you say mismach smacha chayiv? Well, look what we killed the shilta. Right, that's what the Gemara, says, and that's a halacha. Gemara brings down three maisim, zeh, that illustrate that point of lav, look what we killed the shilta and your potter, unless you're mishana. And the Rishonim ask, what's the pashav shan, lav, look what we killed the shilta, what's the difference between the oinas of malacham of malihacham malihasam? The fact that it's mismachs malacha fakir, it's more misavir to say that if it's machs malacha, then you should be chayav more since it was machmas teshayav. So there's two mahalach in the Rishayim and one mahalach in the Achrayim. What's mahalach in the Rishayim? Two mahalach in the Rishayim. You have a Ramban. The Ramban says that the pshat is pshias amasha. The mashal shouldn't have lent a chayfetz that wasn't up to the job. If the mashal went ahead and lent a chayfetz that's up to the job, so then the shell is going to be potter. The shell is only chayav when he does something or something happens to the animal that has to do that's shaykh to him. And even an oinus shadis that has that since he's the one that's being mishtamish with him, he has kiyanu sheila, so the oinus is misyachas to him. Where you can be misyachas the death of the animal to someone else, so that person's gonna have to take responsibility. Since over here you were being misyachas the oinus, the death of the animal to the mashal, so really you're gonna be potter. So you're thinking the Ramba. The Rashba says a different halach. He says that when you give something over, you're giving it over al das, it's going to be wear and tear. That's nichlal, the tanoya sheila. That's the definition of sheila you're going to use. And there's going to be some baloi, there's going to be some wear and tear. So He says we're not machalic in the levels of wear and tear. We can't make any line and say akan is mutter, akan is also. No, you have a right to use this. You have a right to go ahead and use this in a normal way, even though wear and tear will happen. Says the Rashba, that's the yisayin of malikava kula malikava palga. And if we allow a little bit of wear and tear, so you did a wear and tear up until the point of death, you're going to be putter off.
Even if death also.
Even right? If that's it. So that's the
Rashba. Can you explain that logically to me or not?
Yeah, I just did.
It's far shver, right?
It's shver. It's not shver be'etzim.
Be'etzim
is not shver.
But practicality.
The shaila is that until
if you see it dying, you just keep on going, just go, and out you go.
Right.
Oh, you have to stop, even according to Rashi. We said it's beta.
Yeah, I would say that if you see that if you're driving a car and it starts puttering, you should stop, and if you don't, then you're a pesher.
That
was
not true.
I've not heard Rashi. The Rashi never meant that you could be Peshaya.
I didn't break it. I was using it.
No.
Died.
But use your brain also.
You can't touch more. You can't touch more. Push the Bayan want to have his back also. You can't have that.
No. That's his
normal
right. The Bayan want to have his back. But I used it in a normal way without having to suspect that something was going to happen to them. And it dies. Since that, I used it in a normal way. And when my son wear and tear his mutter, we can't go ahead. Be mechalik when you use something wear and tear, the level of wear and tear that is, even though the thing now no longer works. Let me ask you a question. Forget about your animal, right? Animals, I see having a problem. Let's say you're using. I'll give you an example that I had with in seminary. What in seminary? One time they borrowed a mixer to make some cake, and they used it and it worked. And then the next time they turned it on, it no longer worked anymore. So. Could be it was a self, it could be not, but that kevshuta is a mesim achsmulacha. It doesn't, the engine stopped working. Now, am I going to be mechayven since the thing was mes? Or since the wear and tear is included in the sheila, so mainly you're a potter. You know, you can if you hear it by like a chayfetz, right? You're using
a chayfetz,
and it breaks. Totally, can't use it. Totally broken. I'm going to be chayav because I never would have given to you if it broke. No, that's what I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to use it. You can't be mechalik between, by an animal, it's a little bit harder to hear. Until death, I would have ever, what do you mean? But there's no difference between animal and chafatzim or whatever it is. I used it in a normal way. If you've got a heart attack, it's not, if you've got a heart attack, it's not, okay, fine. So that's the two spars. Odan, we'll see what the nafkiminas may be. Okay, that's the first step in the sugya meis machs malacha. The next nekuda meis machs malacha is the big machlekes, the Rama and the Tor. It's gebayt on the sugya of the cat that was borrowed in order to kill the mice. That there's two l'shaydas there, but l'maisa, the shayla is why over there does the Gemara say l'zina l'sayla is considered meis machs malacha? What was the case? The case was someone borrowed a cat. In order to take care of the mice problem that he suffered from. And the cat went ahead and killed the mice. And after he killed the mice, he went ahead and ate the mice too. Since he's chavil, and he ate too much, and he dropped dead. As I said in the Gemara says, it's meis machs malacha. So, frek the Rama, why is it meis machs malacha? What does the eating have to do? What's eating the animal? The cat was hired in order to kill the mice, not to eat the mice. So the mice said, that's all in a day's work. A cat eats it, the cat kills it, the cat eats it. That's also called machmas mumach. Right?
Machmas farbat sida. He doesn't want to kill mice, he's not going
to
eat it.
Yeah, right. So, Lamaisa, because of that, the Ramah says, let's say you borrow a car and you take it to Yehuda Vishomro. You ask the bialim, you ask the owner, says, you mind, I want to drive your car to the Maris HaMachpelah. And on the way to Maris HaMachpelah, with Avinenu, the car is stolen. And the front wheel, the windshield breaks. So it's Mamash and Oynes. Meis HaMachs Malacha B'chol, says Ramach Meis HaMachs Malacha. Why is Meis HaMachs Malacha? Because since Al Derech Hazeh, when you borrow for this type of thing, Bo Listem Olav Al Derech, so when they're going to be potter. As they state in the Ramah. It's not wear and tear, so it's not your classic meis machs malacha that you would think of. But Lamaisa, since it's machmas malacha, we find that anything that comes that can be attributed to the malacha,
it was shas malacha.
It was definitely shas. Not only that, it's because it's attributed to the malacha too. Because I drove it over here, so mamela it happened. So mamela says the Rama, they're going to be potter. The Rosh says no, since it's possible for an Arab to stone your car when you drive in Jerusalem also. So mamela is not called meisav machmas malacha. It has to be wear and tear of the car, which is directly connected to the malacha that you're doing with the chayfetz. But if it's not directly, you can say, oh, this type of thing could have happened without the malacha being done, without the shema being done, so the mele you're going to be potter. So the mele state the rush, it's not considered mitzvah malacha, it's machas malacha. So the guy goes ahead and borrows a car to go to chever, and the ma'aseh is stolen, according to the shita sarash, it's not considered mitzvah machas malacha, and therefore you will be chayv. That's the machlokes.
What would the Ramban say?
The Rosh. Okay. One second.
So you're saying it's Pias Amasha. So we don't have to start mixing and matching and see how things work out. Okay.
So this is the, you have to hear the machlekes, the Rosh and the Ramah, because from there starts all the mismach mochashayos. Okay, all the mismach mochashayos is how connected to the malacha is it? Is it connected all to the malacha or not? Or is it minus? No, is the line between einus and mismach malacha and the Ramah is not always tremendous. And the line and the difference between the Rosh and the Rama also is not. You have to always know where the thing fits in. So let me be matzia a couple shalos for the oil that came to come up. I want you to try to figure out where exactly this type of thing fits in. Okay. So the first shalos was I already spoke about this, and this is the Paisim talk about. You borrow a car, and the car already was the tires were old. And the person that borrowed the car had a blowout. The tire blew out. What's halacha? Beis masmalach or not beis masmalach? All the way. Chayav to pay for a new tire, not chayav to pay for a new tire.
I would say if it stays in the house and you don't move the car, it wouldn't blow out.
Yeah, so there I think also it's over pashas beis masmalach, right? It's wear and tear because of the fact that I went ahead and used the car, you gave me permission. Kuliyam is machmas beis masmalach. Where's the? This is just setting up for the next shot. You're driving the car, and you drive over a nail. What's the halacha?
Let's say you drive it for a long distance, and like then you wear it more than you would expect it.
If, as long as it's nichel on the shale, it's pesed or no.
That's the thing.
The ran through a pavel at night, and they blew out their tire.
So I would have by the marshal as well. The marshal.
No, wouldn't. Why? The marshal.
If you were driving somewhere else, the potter wouldn't be there also. The listing. You try the listing over there, the listing over here. There's no listing over here. It's only the derech, which is masukin.
Says it's telling the machleg is Ramah and
the Rosh.
And the Rosh would say you're chayiv, and the Ramah says you're potter.
It's not really, it's considered something outside.
Right. That's what he wants to say. The nail is that type of thing. What about.
But a pavo is not exactly so simple.
Why?
These roads have potholes. If you go down Rehov, whatever, and Najara, and he says go down that road. You're going to say something without the car there?
What's from the Rosh? There are all the Rosh.
Yeah,
but
there's
no list of moment there.
It has to be.
No, it's a chest of the Rosh. It's part of the Mitzvah. It's not even on this road. Well, first thing, go down this road. You're going to be high because you go down this road and shout the panel?
The Malach has to be green.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Rosh? That's what the Rosh said. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh is the list of Kriv come over here. They never
that's just to interrupt. That's just to answer from us problem. But one second. What's the story of the panels? What is the issue of the panels? If I told you to go down this road and this road has panels, then I'm potter, because this is what I told you to do. This is what I borrowed.
It's like the airplane.
That's the Rosh. The Rosh is the Rosh. The Rosh is part of that, no?
The Rosh is going
to
be high.
Is it high enough?
No, that could that's directly to related to the thing. Maybe. I have to think about it. Well, so if I go in a place that's mamash muchsik,
that's the case of the Ramah.
Right.
No, it's not like this.
That is the case of the Ramah.
No, it's not. It's not. It's like a psik resh, put it that way. This is part of us.
That's part of this. It's part of the
thing. Of
I don't know. Okay. Look, what other things there are? We had a shiloh one time that a kid needed a coat. He lost his coat. So the mother went to the next door neighbor. Said, "Do you have a coat the size 10? I need it for my child." So he said, "Fine." Went to the coat. Kid came back and the whole sleeve was ripped when he came back. So what happened to the coat? He says, "Well, we were playing tag and someone grabbed the coat and pulled it and the sleeve ripped." So they want to know if they're mechuyev or whether the mother's mechuyev to pay for that new coat or not. Was a shiloh? Nope. That's what kids do, right?
But not with a coat.
They wear their clothes outside. They wear their clothes outside when they play outside. When it's actually outside. It was here. But in the winter, kids wear coats outside. You know, when the kids try to get away, grab the thing and it just ripped. Yeah, that was a good shy day.
That's a physical game of tag. We never had that.
No?
What
does that mean?
It's a normal thing.
Why is that normal? That's what kids but it came.
It's normal.
Shabbos is normal. I'm allowed to wear a coat when I play games outside. That's why I borrowed it for. So this is a Poel Yotze. I'll be playing the game. Or no. The Chayitz is telling the Machlekes, no?
Why is playing this thing? Why?
Because it's not wear and tear, Be'etzim. It's wear and tear. It's like listen, Shabbos Bader. It's two different things. When I borrowed the example that the Ramah says is I borrowed it to go on a road and the roads were b'chaska sakana. So even though Lamaisa you would think that it's part of the Tnoya She'ela that if Listam Kama should be potter because as part of it, still the Rosh says it's called an Inus. Why? Because it's not even though it's in the She'ela. The Listam doesn't have to do with the She'ela.
So the kid could have ripped a code somewhere else also. The Mashal could have ripped a code as well.
The Mashal.
Something without.
Right. So since the Mashal could have ripped a male, that's why the Rosh potters. That's why the Rosh says Yechayiv, I mean. Weird, it could have happened by the Mashal too. It doesn't have to be. It's not directly associated with the wear and tear that the Shoyal did with it. Right. And the Rosh is Machayev.
So here we're going to Machayev.
According to the Rosh. Put the Ramayev in your pocket.
That's the kid's lucky. You can't find the fence with you.
Yeah.
That would be the same child?
That would be the same child.
The Mashal isn't that exact scenario.
That would be the same child. It's hard. These shilohs are hard. We're having mic. What was the other shiloh that we had? The mamish and chiddush of Bloy in Pesach Chayshim. He says that if you borrowed a suit from someone and over Shabbos and unfortunately Shabbos day you weren't eating your challah so carefully or whatever you ate it carefully, but you were melachlich the suit. So he wants to know that's called mesa machz melach. Why? Because it's normal for clothing to get meluchluch when you wear it. Right? It is. It's normal. It happens. It's normal. So that called Mesa Machz Melach.
And then what?
You wouldn't be mechuyev to pay
nothing
for it.
Nothing dies, just
a you wouldn't be mechuyev to pay for it.
You
wouldn't be mechuyev to pay for the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Of course, why not?
Because I wasn't mazik the chayfetz.
What are you talking about? What are you saying? What? Hit the baravara. What do you have to pay back to the matzah where the way you borrowed it? It's a shayla. Here. Here, that's what you're misakin. No, but we go with the chazir says, be able to be misakin the ravara fari mechuyev to.
By lichloch,
why not? That's a good because man, I ain't talking about
it. Okay.
He won't say it's Mitzvah Masmolach and he says you're Potter. But Lamaisa, they're very upset at him. There, Naftali has a tshuva about it. And Naftali Nussam wrote that Avada, so there's two people that wrote about it. Naftali has it says, he says, Avada the Midig is that when you give it back, you have to.
Why?
He said, it's not Mitzvah.
You have to take a poll to see how often it happens.
Right, someone else said, that it could be your potter, but it's not their heart to turn the suit that way. It's
not a real chiyuv.
Yeah.
So that's what
means far. Sorry, what to say that that's a normal thing. I think it's true. There's rise to the etzem thing. What else do you have? Oh, yeah.
But if you want to really go and try to divide between the Rosh and the Ramah, you could divide it somehow.
Huh?
You could consider something without. Yeah. If you want to say the Rosh is Mechayev.
In these cases, yeah.
In these types of things.
I think so. A lot of these cases can say the Rosh is Mechayev. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. There's a case with they were playing a ball game. And the kids were playing a ball game. They're older or whatever. And someone kicked the ball and it went into the highway over the fence.
The bus came by.
Right. The one that kicked the ball is Mechuyev or Mechayev? Mechuyev. He borrowed it. He was with Mishnah. Is that Mitzvah Salacha?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure.
If it's normal that it goes over the fence, then he's
probably. No, if it's
not normal, he kicked it on an open, which is Mishnah, and went over the fence.
The owner would be playing with the ball.
He's Mishnah. It was he Mishnah, not Mishnah. If he was Mishnah, it never goes over the fence. He kicked it on an open, which went over the fence once in 100 years, so he's Mishnah.
So we're going to get back to this case.
I think Pashut Shah, the person kicked something over the fence, he was Makabala. He was Makabala.
Yeah, why? No, he's not. He's playing a game. They're playing a game.
He was Makabala, but the ball I take, I'm going to give back to you. If I kick it over the fence, and obviously I'll bring it
back. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you don't remember anymore. How things used to be. When the kids play together, one of the kids hits the ball really far and loses it. He pays for it. He pays for it.
That feels bad.
Huh?
No, that's during the game when the Bailam type, but if he hits the ball, he wants to.
You gotta say that if the Bailam's playing with you, you're potter anyway because of Bailam Vima. But that's a different story. That we'll talk about the Bailam Vima. We'll learn Bailam Vima.
But here was Shalom.
Here the Shalom says Mitzvah Slachta. So it's more way to Mishnah with it.
Right.
You're potter, even though it's a Zichr, if you hit it hard and it breaks, right? Let's say sometimes the bat one time happened. Someone asked me that they were playing with a wooden bat and the bat cracked when someone swung at the ball. That Kuli Alma is Mesa Masmoa, right? That's even the Rosh is Mesa Masmoa.
Yeah.
That's not much wear and tear.
That can't be.
That's already a zikr. That I told the person they were playing. I asked them like, what were you using? Like, I said, what were they doing? They said they were playing with what? They were playing softball with a wooden bat. Ishtavar kaze?
Of course.
Yeah.
They use metal bats for softball, don't worry, they still use wooden bats for wooden bats.
Why not?
What is wooden bat? Why is it Musukan?
Hardball. Everyone plays
the
rest of the game.
No.
Even bad.
Yeah, so if you break the bat, then the thing, if you lose the ball, that's the chartoli in the machlekes. Could be tali machlekes Ramah and Rosh. That's not wear and tear, that's fine. You were. This happened directly related to the game. I don't know. I think that would be tali, but it's going to be hard to be chayv anyway. What other kiss did I write down?
You
Yeah, no, but you lose the ball. In the what?
The guy who slams down can break the backboard.
Backboard, yeah. So
that's
his maslata. Yeah,
according to Kuliyama.
What?
Kuliyama.
Wait, slam dunk? You slam it down?
No, they make the NBA guys pay for it.
They pass them.
Because you know why? Because they can break it every time. So they want to make sure it used to be created. It's made out of safety glass, but Lamaisa. It's very expensive, right?
That's
a pshia. But if it's not a pshia, it's based off halacha.
Depending how you slam dunk it.
Yeah, well, if you slam dunk it and you didn't, you know, a Jew that doesn't, you have this once in a while you get a Jew that can actually slam dunk and he goes there and does it all the way, I don't know if that's a pshia. But yes, it's not the case. If it's either a pshia, it's based off halacha. If there's a lot, it's even based on some
coin. People are playing on the court, it's been in the basketball game, which people do play. Can't tell what Jews are playing, so the basketball
right? No. But you have the 6'10", 6'11" Schwarzes, right, and they can slam, and every time they slam, they can break the blackboard.
They don't manufacture baskets different for Jews than for non Jews.
I understand that, but the question is, I'm just telling you, I'm just being mashik, what's considered would be considered a Shia and whatnot. But if Shmarta does it, it's not a pshir. It's not a mitzvah, it's a pshir. He can do it more carefully. That's all I'm trying to say.
If he does,
right? If he does it a lot. The ones that do it a lot, they know exactly how to do it with a slam and how to do it without.
Showboarding.
Yeah. They do showboarding anyway, but you can do showboarding without breaking the backboard, you know? Okay.
So let's say, this was the topic. If you ride and you slam, you break it. Then it will come right here, because you're doing a mitzvah, which is the up your rubber ring. If it's a shia hazeka, then
if you're allowed to do it and you can do it without breaking it and you do it anyway, that's a shia. That's a gerer pusha. Okay, what else? What other cases?
Oh, right, you're trying to hit over the fence.
Right, you're trying to hit over the fence. You're trying to hit as far as you could. So you're not a pusha. Not a pusher. The question is whether it's a minus or it's based on smoch. I'm allowed to try. That's the purpose. That's the tackles of the game, to hit the ball as far as I could. Most of the time, you're unsuccessful doing it. Sometimes you hit it into the woods and the ball gets lost, right? So it's not called. The question is whether it's a minus or it's based on smoch. That's a shame. It's definitely not a pshir.
Every shot you have to down whether it's normal or not normal.
You have to get out of the pshir. That's for sure. If you we're handling where it's not a pshir. The other case that they talk about, this is very negaya, is when there's two cases. There's one case where someone borrowed a car and someone sideswiped it. So he doesn't know who sideswiped it. So the shayla is whether the shayla is bechuyif to pay. It's an einus, right? He wasn't pashay. He drove normally, and some guy, some idiot, took off the side view mirror. Is he bechuyif to pay for that? Or that's called misa machs malacha. That's one of the Sakonas Androchim.
Well, it's practical as
well. Why is practical?
There's many difference.
Yes.
That's the rush.
Yes.
No, there's no difference. Even to be stationary could have happened.
No. So, one second. So, when you're driving, so what's an Achimina? The Mazak has to pay. The Achimina is when you can't get hold of the Mazak. It's a Shoya Mukhli you have to pay, right? That's Pasha. So, when you're driving. Let's go through.
You want to drive in these Nasa Mukhli with park lanes.
Yeah.
Right, interesting. Is that it's parked and it's minus because you weren't using it.
You weren't using it then.
But if you're driving, then
it's not machs malacha.
What's the difference?
You weren't using it. When it's parked, you weren't using it. It's sitting in front of your car.
It's
not machs malacha.
It's
not
machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha.
It's not machs malacha. It's not
machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha. It's not machs malacha.
Yeah, you have to make a Kenyan first.
But you don't even drive yet. You still need to.
Is it key enough?
No,
only by bias. Unless there's a stumsa, I don't think so. I think that by a car you have to
Move it or be restored.
We're talking about stationary sitting in the car if someone comes to help. When I'm driving, it's not bangs on the car with a hammer.
Bangs with a hammer probably would be an
illness. Sideswiping, what? That's
normal. Sideswiping is part of driving.
Sideswiping of the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Ramayan Rosh.
Who
talks about
why can't you kind of parking is part of the malacha?
I remember someone talks about that.
Why can't you
parking? Parking, yeah.
It's not shas malacha.
The
malacha is.
No, it's not.
If you want your parking, you back up too much and not
it's not the malacha. It's not the malacha. Malacha's not parking.
You know, why did it come to the parking?
I never would have said this. But for the Lamaisa, this already, all these Shilohs are like Haithig, you know, of the other name. You look at the Kaifzin, they all talk about these Shilohs in Mishpia Taira, Rav Schmitz, you know, when he has all these types of Shilohs about things. But this one is already from an earlier Shiloh. Someone, a woman borrowed a pot from her friend, and by mistake, trashed it up. Can't catch it. It's clear to pay.
There's thousands of ways it's not so schwer to
figure out. She did tzli and she can't leave it on it. I don't know. You see, there's different ways you could.
She was mishruna.
I would have said right away that's shia.
Sure.
I would have said right away some shia.
Yeah,
shia.
I didn't lend it to you to trade off.
But
it's
amazing. Shia.
I would have said it's a pshia. Well, Maisa gets involved into hezek shiri nigger, right? Which is that's really where the pesukim have a fun in the shiur in two areas. One is hezek shiri nigger because the Maisa treif and treif luchar is hezek shiri nigger. So luchar if you did it b'shoygate, which is this case, it's not right. But there's a prima donna that even talks about this, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere.
Yeah, it's Israel because the rice is based in town.
So, right, so the Pesach Yishuv brings down. The Pesach Yishuv brings down, and Hesach Shin and Nicker brings down the Shaila, which just his Pesach Yishuv in Chashemishva, in the Simon of Hesach Shin and Nicker, brings down the Shaila, and he says, if you're Tochav Kaf Chilevis, Latich Deir Besari, says it's Hesach Shin and Nicker, so if you did it B'Shaigeg, you're going to be Potter. If you did it B'Mezer, which no one does usually, you're going to be chayef, so how are you going to be potter? So he brings from the prima gadim that since it's tama nirgosh, even though you can't see it really, right? It's tama nirgosh, so male is called hezek nigger. So that's what got me hezek nigger. What about mesa machs mulach? There's a sharm mishpat about it, and he says since it came through the normal shtamshes of the zach, it's considered mesa machs mulach, which is
finish.
Yeah, I don't know. I never understood it really.
You're saying it depends how it became trafe.
The last thing, really, the oil milk, they usually scan how many of the oil saw it. But I just want to tell you where, you know, it's hard to think and understand why some of these things are based on malacha. The lamaisa of the place where the Machne Ephraim, when he wants to shtel avek, what the nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ramban is, he gives an example of someone that borrows a sefer, and while he's using it, the sefer, it's not that the sefer gets worn out. He rips the sefer, he turns the page, and the sefer rips. What's a halach? It's based on malacha or not based on malacha. The first thing he
says
is...
Wait, that was a Torah page?
Who cares?
Well, in those days, it really made a difference, right? Yeah, it's very expensive. Nowadays, maybe not. People don't care.
Sometimes they put the sperm on the shelf too close, and you pull out the...
And you break the binding.
You break the top of it.
The binding.
That's why I take it. So who's the one taking out, putting it in? When you push the tape, press it into the...
The one that takes it out.
You can take it out slowly.
You can take out a different sefer that's not as tight, and then you can take this one out.
I'm supposed to do that. I don't know it's going to break. I think usually you push it, it goes, but this time it happened.
So Moses handles a case like this, and he says it's totally in the machlekes of Ramban and the Rashba. Now let's go back to Ramban and the Rashba. Ramban holds Pshias Hamashal. Says not Pshias Hamashal. Pshias Hamashal. Why is Pshias Hamashal? It's because of the shale that are in. If you learn Malikolakul Malikolapalga, that the mashal can't be makbid, a wear and tear. Well, I say you can't be makbid. I wasn't sure what the flea is exactly. But that's what the Machne Ephraim wants to say, is one of the nafkaminas between the Shoyal and between the Ramban and the Rashba. Can look over there, you see a lot of different stodim, how things work out with the Machlekes, Ramban and Rashba, and if it's totally the Machlekes Rama and the Tor or not. Okay, fine. But that's Negea. These are a lot of different shayals that came up when Negea makes Asamacha of it. Yishmachocha v'yasef. There's all these. I'm telling you, it's endless for that finished thing. The last thing I just want to mention was the grace of Chumas Hadeshen. Chumas Hadeshen talks about a very interesting case. The possession case was where you have Shaydim, and they sent out the National Guard to protect the place, the city. So the guy, one of them didn't have one of the National Guardsmen didn't have a gun. So he went to his next door neighbor and borrowed a gun from him in order to protect the city from the enemy. Well, Maisa, the guy was captured, and they stole his gun. Shaila is the mechuyev or he's not mechuyev. It's also another case. Shaila of mesamach smolacha. The Chumash Hadeshen paskins that's considered mesamach smolacha. Right? That's what Chumash Hadeshen says.
It's like the Roma. That's the Roma.
Chumash Hadeshen doesn't say a word about that.
Right.
So the shach. So the shach. The shach asks and he says it doesn't make sense. The Dakimaisha brings it down.
Why doesn't it make sense?
The shach was like a Dakimaisha brings down the Chumash Hadeshen, as does the Sma. The shach says it doesn't make sense for you. What's the way he asks the kasha? He says that nothing happened to the gun. The gun didn't die. He says the Baal Melchama is a loser. That's how the shach asks the kasha. So Chadash Tatan. With the chefza, says the shach. At the end, the lechayer should be telling the machlekes to Rama and the Rosh. Says according to the Rama, you don't need there to be chesaron in the chefza. It's enough as the thing is machs malacha. It happened machs malacha. Listim came. There was a chesaron in the behema that the listim came. No, it had to do with the shaylo. The Rama still patters. Mashik in the Rosh says it has to be in the chefza alein. It has to be wear and tear in the chefza alein. Says the shach. According to the Rama, you'd be potter. According to the Rosh, you're going to be chayiv in this case of the Baal Melchama that got his gun confiscated. The Nesivus over here says an interesting zach. The Nesivus over here says that what are we talking about? It says if we're talking about that the Baal Melchama went to protect the city from shaydin and machmas nefesh, everyone is masking that you're potter. Why? Because you have gzera, because you have takonas haroidev. Here you have all these army people coming in to try to kill out the people in the city. So you go out and try to save them. So you are mazik, someone else's chefet. Let's say you are mazik. That's a much more common dikah than. You're mazik, someone else's chefet, in an attempt to imatel them. Potter. So there has to be, so he says, who adin, he says, someone that wants, that takes, that borrows someone's thing to save someone from a fire. He says, you're potter. Why? Because you have zeros right. If I, he says, you're trying to save yourself also. Because you're, and when you're trying to save yourself, you can't be mazik other people's things. And if you are mazik other people's things, you have to pay. So since Lamaisa says in the series, you're trying to save other people too. So zeros right, if it's good, dakonas right, if it's going to apply, you can be a potter. So it has to be over here that we're talking about that you went to go ahead and to save people money, not to save people's lives. In which case, since you're going to save other people's money, it's only you're gonna have to pay if something happens to it. So that's the stam and the kuda that you have to work out.
So you're spending the money of your life.
It might be at the end of the day, it's gonna come. First to be a problem. Anyway, the shach, that's another example that the shach brings down. Shach once says, "Mamish telling the machlokes to the Ramah and the Rosh whether it's to be considered mesamach smalacha." Yeah, so at the end of the day, like I said, of all the halachos of Shail, Shail has a couple of halachas that are different than everyone else. One of them, like we were saying now, there's this din of mismas wacha that you're pater on. The hagdar is already yeshver, hagdar machliks rishainim. And exactly where to put the different cases is completely telling the shikul adas to the person that's hearing it, which makes these shailas even more difficult. So, now whatever, you have to try to win up to the hagdar in order to be able to try to put everything in the right place. Shine. Okay, so that's the story with mismas wacha. So, I want to be mamshach. I want to finish up Shin Mem. Hopefully, not. It shouldn't take too long. I want to finish it. I only should finish up the Rambam Chaimus, and I'm going to give out more Rambam to finish up Shin Mem. Shin Mem. The rest of Shin Mem is Chiv. Is when you're Chiv to take care of the object starts from and Chazoras Achefes, that type of thing, and then we'll move on. Okay. Fine.
I have a store which I sell.